This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities say Russia's southern Belgorod region that borders Ukraine has come under attack from Ukrainian artillery fire. It came hours after two drones struck a Russian city in a region next to the annexed Crimea Peninsula. Shelling in Donetsk on Friday led to the death of a 37-year-old woman, according to the Russia-installed mayor of the city. Footage on Russian state television showed people running after a loud explosion. UNICEF says an estimated 1.5 million Ukrainian children are at risk of depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and other mental health issues with potentially lasting effects. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Lviv, near the border with Poland, Ukrainian children dance with adults trying to bring some joy in wartime. One of the kids playing, 9-year-old Andriy Hinkin, recalls the day their house was shelled in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. We ran out of the house, but everything was in a white fog. I was wounded right there. Hundreds of kids have been killed in Ukraine. For the survivors, the wide-ranging trauma is certain to leave psychological scars that will follow them into adolescence and adulthood. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House and congressional Republicans on Friday aimed to put the final touches on a deal to raise the U.S. government's debt ceiling for 2 years while capping spending on everything but military and veterans, according to a U.S. official. Negotiators for President Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy appeared to be nearing a deal. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States and South Korea are kicking off 3 weeks of massive military drills, part of a show of force against North Korea. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in South Korea near the demilitarized zone.
Peace through overwhelming strength. That's the message from South Korea's military as its weapons pound a mountainside not far from the border with North Korea. This is the biggest live fire exercise the United States and South Korea have ever held, having become much more comfortable showing off their weapons in recent months. For years, drills like this were held away from the public eye. Now, hundreds of civilians are invited to watch the show. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Pochon, South Korea.
An extremely rare shooting and stabbing attack in Nakano, a rural town in central Japan, ended on Friday with the deaths of 4 people. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Nakano Police Chief Iwa Koyama.
This is an extremely heinous incident that causes great anxiety to our society and the citizens of the prefecture.
Despite the shooting and killing of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last year, shootings are extremely rare in the country where gun ownership is tightly controlled and a tough vetting process exists for anyone who wants to own a gun. According to the National Public Safety Commission, the suspect had a license for a hunting rifle.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. The White House has unveiled a new 100-step government blueprint for fighting violence and discrimination directed at Jewish people in America, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Noting an alarming rise in the country.
Anti-Semitic incidents are at a record high.
President Biden has outlined more than 100 steps government, business, and community leaders can embrace to counter bias and hate. They're centered around increasing awareness of anti-Semitism. The president said there's an increase in physical violence and in intimidation.
Anti-Semitic flyers in driveways and banners on bridges. Anti-Semitic conspiracy theories rampant online. It's unconscionable.
He says the recommendations send a message: hate will not prevail in America. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two top rights groups say the severe restrictions imposed on women and girls by the Taliban in Afghanistan amount to gender-based persecution, which is a crime against humanity. Amnesty International and the International Commission for Journalists on Friday released a new report that highlights the Taliban crackdown on Afghan women's rights. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.